this. I call the shots, I never call it quits. Trust my intuition, bet it's right and bitch, it often is. Seen too many others come and go, they had the wrong intent. Do it out of love and never for it, then I watch it get bigger than expected, no second guess it, I let it set it. It's God's plan, we out here only accepting blessings. I'm stuck with it, this mindset is terminal. In and out different terminals, leveling up is personal. Now I already made it, y'all can miss me. I smack my girl's ass, tell her pinch me. It's hard to believe I made something from nothing. No hindsight discussions, I've been writing, I love it.
Welcome to the 3 Gig Sports Podcast, where we are never wrong, just sometimes misinformed. We're feeling pretty good tonight, boys. We coming after the ball game. We get a W, finally, first win of the year.
First win at home in at least 2 years.
Let's go.
And did it in exciting fashion, down to the wire, nail biting, good plays both sides, and massive improvement from the first two games that we saw. Those were hideous. It's almost like a different team was out there. Yeah, I could clean up some stuff on defense again, but at least they were hitting people.
Yeah.
Which we saw a stupid play that resulted in a
targeting
or helmet to helmet, but it looked like the one of the cleanest smacks that I've seen.
They're soft, man.
High school needs instant replay, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Hold on, we need to double check this before we go get
right.
So it's just cool to see. Of the games that I've watched over the last couple of years, I've never seen them jacked up, and those kids were jacked up, you know, and it's well deserved, and they finally get to feel that.
Yeah,
you know, that was really cool.
Watching, the student section rush the field?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool to watch. Usually I'm watching, there's always two, when a football game's done, especially in high school, usually I have both the teams, different parts of the field, taking knee, coaches talking, usually some version of a speech, right? Usually that speech for our boys is some positives, but we have stuff to work on, and, you know, this is – you know, losing sucks, blah, blah, blah. No, that's a completely different one. Sounded like they had it. I don't really think so, but there might have been a keg snuck into the locker room or something because those boys were partying loud. There's some music going. I think I even heard someone say it's shower time. I was like, what the fuck, man?
They're they're figuring out how to celebrate, bro.
They're figuring themselves out. Well, high school.
What do we do with our hands?
Right. But that was a good deal, man. Let's kick this bitch off.
Way to go, GHV Cardinals.
We're jacked up for you guys. So hopefully that leads to some momentum for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, though, we had the Chiefs and Lions last night, which was not as exciting of a game as everybody expected, right?
I thought the over-under should have been 75, and that is not how it turned out.
Yeah. No, definitely not. That was – yeah, I thought it would be high-scoring, both teams above 30.
So, before we get into some juicy parts of this, which there's a few little conflicts, there's a few little takes that we were talking about off-air, but obviously, if you don't know by now, Lions won 21-20. What piece was the biggest one missing? Travis Kelce or Chris Jones?
Both are big pieces missing.
Does Kadarius Toney still have an NFL job?
Oh, no. Dude, he is like Patrick Mahomes' personal masseuse after this, and that's it. Like, brick for hands. The Giants are saying thank you very much. Have all that all day, every day. Right. 24/7. But, yeah. Travis Kelce obviously missed big time on offense. Him, the connection with him as Patrick can't be denied. I think this is actually something we're going to see this year. I think we're going to see the Chiefs struggle a little bit on offense. I think, you don't have Tyreek there to run by everybody. And then if Travis Kelce, he's getting older, he's getting up there, the injury is going to, linger. You're not young, can maybe get past him. They're going to linger, is that connection still – are you going to be able to get open? Are you going to be able to, get open all the time? And so now you're just kind of playing with a bunch of these receivers, your young talents, but the connection isn't going to really be there.
Right.
So I expect maybe a drop-off than what we're used to from the Chiefs. Defensive side of the ball, obviously we talked, Lions Ryan right where Chris Jones' spot would have been. you know, and
yes,
yeah, we're successful, relatively successful. So, yeah, definitely a big piece missing. So the owner's got to be thinking, oh shit, I got to pony up some money somewhere to get this boy back on the field.
Before you answer my question, Danny, like when they're sealing this game, we're watching it, and I'm saying just out loud, every run that just went right, because they just decided we're going right up this gap, Chris Jones gap, basically. And all that man could hear, I guarantee, was cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. No goddamn way. Like, he had the biggest smile for his team being a losing team. Like, now do you know? Now do you know why? The right, like, they've sealed this deal where I should be parked at, right? I was flat out saying this contract is going to be done by midnight. You know, like, you know that that needed to. I'll let you answer the question that I brought up to you before I bring up a little controversial thing that I thought was, at least.
Yeah, for sure. First off, you're totally right. That's why I think the Chargers are going to win that division. The Chiefs have been too lucky with their health. And Travis, hyperextension is something that could easily fuck him up the whole year. You know what I mean? That could come and go. Like, that could that cause some issues. And if Kelsey's not there, they're terrible. That's the biggest part they missed, was Kelsey not being there. They only lost by a point, and they only gave up 21 on defense. For all the – it wasn't great. They didn't get a lot of pass pressures and things like that, but they only gave up 21. So Kelsey missing was the huge factor for them, for sure. But
and really, a pick six that wasn't on Patrick Mahomes, too. I mean, that was right in Kadarius Toney's hands.
There's a still photo of that.
Still photo. Hit him right in the hands and popped up, and Brian Branch took it to the house. I mean, he caught it one-handed, but still,
yep.
No pick six if that doesn't happen. So
yeah, you're right. So 14 really is what the defense gave up. Yeah. So it wasn't great, because it would have been better if he was there, right? But if Kelsey was there, they win the game. You know what I mean? Like, he gets some key catches. He always does. That's what they do. Yeah. But yeah.
But does that show a major flaw in Mahomes? Like, we always wondered what it would look like without, after he lost Tyreek. And then we're like, hold on, this offense actually still looks pretty damn good. Well, it looked pretty damn good because Travis Kelce didn't miss a game, practically didn't miss a snap all year last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's always been Travis Kelce. Because his other receivers, nobody had more than five catches. And it wasn't, and nobody had the top taken off or anything like that.
Right.
You know,
no,
so
nobody could get separation.
Nobody could get really separation.
I don't know if it's Detroit's defense or what.
Got better, maybe, but I mean, but from to go one of the worst in the NFL last year to complete, like, you're basically, in so many ways, shutting down the number one offense, or at least the number one quarterback in the league, is pretty impressive, or is it, is my point. Because maybe he's more made off of Kelsey than what we think.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely could be, man. It's hard to say. They didn't make any plays. Nobody did, right? Yeah. And it's kind of like people are talking a little bit of shit because he tried to give Tony the ball probably more than he should have. But I kind of think the other way, like, if we know guys like Aaron Rodgers, right? That happens with him, you never get the ball again, right? Yeah. So at least he's showing a little more faith in those guys, so
try
maybe that'll help.
Shot.
Yeah, because he's a freak. If Tony gets the ball and he can catch the fucking ball, he
three
can make
drops.
Plays, right? But, and obviously that critical pick six, but I don't know, man. He's got to have something out there. None of those guys did a damn thing.
I think Kadarius is hitting taking maybe a little too much heat. How many receivers drop? That happens.
I don't. If you are drafted by a team and then get cut, picked up by a Super Bowl winning team and
traded.
Still can't get past.
Traded.
Was it traded?
It was a trade.
Okay, yeah. They went after him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you are traded away from the team that drafted you, then you're
what I should say is I thought, like, too much heat for the loss. That's what I mean. But, yes, catch heat, because your job is to catch, because that's the only thing you were catching was heat. Yeah. So you weren't catching no fucking balls.
Well,
that's
he
for
caught
sure.
an L last night, too. So.
True that.
They definitely did.
But the other big thing for me was we just talked about Chris Jones. Chris Jones was in the building. He was in one of the luxury boxes. Reminder, he is not injured. He's holding out for a contract. This was put perfectly to me by a guy at work, and I am sold on this belief now. He's like, what do you think about that? And I paused for a second, and then he kind of answered it for me. He's like, Let's put it this way. If I took a personal day and then I came in and just watched you guys struggle your ass off and that's all I did was watch, would you have a problem with that? I'm like, yeah, take your ass somewhere else, right? Like, you know Patrick Mahomes is like peeking up there like, motherfucker. Like, yes, I understand their defense in it wasn't necessarily the whole problem, but when they sealed the game, they ran at that man's gap.
Yeah.
And he was in-house to watch it, and he's hearing the cha-ching, cha-ching. Do you have a problem with him being there on a holdout?
No. No, they should have paid him already, and he should have been playing. That's not on him. He deserves to be paid. We talked about how important he is for that defense, so I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a way of him making it known, like, I'm watching the game, like, and I know what's happening, and fucking, you know what I mean? Not making a spectacle out of it, but making sure it's known, and mm-hmm. so it's like putting a little more pressure on him, maybe, you know? I get where you're coming from, but I don't see it as a bad thing.
Okay. What do you think?
I give a shit where he sits and watches the game.
No, I'm just saying as the players. You don't think that as...
No, I think everybody's kind of, you know...
You think they're like, just pay the motherfucker because he's worth it?
Pay the guy. I mean, they already see what's happening to running backs and stuff like that. I think when you're trying to get your money after showing you're a proven player, I think guys are kind of like, yeah, you know, he deserves to be paid. And so it is, if he's got to hold out, he's got to hold out, you know?
Yeah, I'm all about it, but do it at home. Hold out at home. That's where. So I am gonna stand firm on that. Like, I'm out here battling. You're still getting paid. It isn't like he's poor. He is still getting paid, and he's still on a contract that he already signed. So I do have a problem with that. Like, you got, and he got paid a fatty fine too. Yeah, he's getting fined. But are they really? Like, at some point, something kind of gets washed away, or maybe some extra bonus to take care of it, or whatever. The dude was already he's still under contract, and it was a damn good payday when he got it last time.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
So you're supposed to be out here. So if I'm on there, maybe I'm the negative Nancy on that. I'm like, dude, we're trying to seal this. We're trying to go back to back. We're trying to do a dynasty thing here, and you're sitting your ass up in the fucking press box. At least get out of sight, out of mind. Get the fuck out of the building would be my mindset. Like, nah, come on. Because there's other guys that are getting paid a fuck of a lot load less on that team, on the defensive side, that are riding right now.
Well, play better and you can get paid that.
Yeah, they're not as good.
I'm not saying they're not, or they maybe they're on a 1 year deal too or something and they're out there playing. Otherwise they all hold out.
Yeah.
But what if Patrick Mahomes holds out because he's not happy because we're gonna touch on it here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But another guy just got paid way more than him by annual per year salary.
Yeah.
You're not paid fatty enough right now? You signed a contract, you signed a commitment.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I also sit with that. That's the reason why I do kind of have a problem with him sitting there. I'm like, I don't have a problem with you holding out. Just don't do it right. Come on.
Yeah.
As a player, I'm saying. Not necessarily as the team. The team needs to look at it. The general manager, the owner will be like, fuck, this might be going a lot smoother if I just fucking got you back on the field. Right?
Yeah.
You guys want to touch on something?
I was going to say one real quick thing since we're talking about a Jones. Did you guys see that, was it last weekend or the weekend before? Who is it for the Raiders? Chandler Jones, right?
Chandler Jones.
Yeah. Did you see that tweet where he went off?
Yeah, he posted weightlifting or something, Instagram, right?
Yeah, he couldn't even get into their
building. They locked him out of the building, all kinds of shit. Like, and he's like, fuck that. I don't want to play for Josh Daniels. He's a bitch and all this stuff.
Yeah, dude. He went off.
He would
man.
Look real good in Viking purple. I'm
he
telling
would look
you
so good side. Over there. Yeah.
You don't need any more cowboy fucking defensive help. Shut up.
Yeah. Just give us one.
We don't have Mekhi. Mekhi covers a few spots.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. I think they're good. There's a good shot. They're gonna make a run with Arizona, dude. They're gonna be so bad.
God, I think so too.
Yeah, something's going on.
Devontae's gonna have a hammy. Like, he's gonna protect himself so that he has a few more years to go play with
him. Or they're like, hey, we're gonna suck. Let's get, you know, something out of
this. I hope they do, right? I hope for his sake.
Yeah.
And the Raiders do this every 2 years. They do.
To the Cowboys for a fifth round pick.
Shit. Something.
Why Dak would fuck that up too.
Trey Lance we trust.
Here you go, future.
Actually, this is another. I got to go on this real quick. I fucking liked Dak for a while because I thought he was like a leader and people respected him and stuff. And my fucking opinion of him has gone way down lately. And then it sealed the deal when I saw this today. Did you see he got a tattoo? Okay, so he got a tattoo, and this man had to go under anesthesia to get the tattoo done.
Shut up.
Straight up knocked out.
No.
to do get the tattoo done. Yeah.
Really?
Where? Hold on. Where
this
was?
This is Yale quarterback, son.
Where was the tattoo?
Josh Allen.
I think it's like on his leg, like on like a like thigh,
so
like area.
A meaty part of your body.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't anything like armpit, fucking, you know, somewhere where it's gonna hurt.
I'm not saying any anesthesia for it would be necessary, but if you would have said like across the neck or the bone, I'm like, yeah, dude. You know, I had mine going kind of across there. I'm like, that sucks when they touch it.
I didn't see that at all.
Yeah.
So
he's a bitch.
He's
the bitch.
He's told anyway. He you're not going to get him to say not because he has his quarterback of the future.
Yeah, Trey Lance, baby, let's
Trey
go.
Trey Lance. It's
what true. It is.
And they got the weapons. They're like, this is what you're supposed to do. This is a throw you're supposed to make, brother.
Right. That's true.
You guys want to touch on it. I thought it was interesting. I did want to hear about that. You made an interesting take on one Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah. What are we thinking? We got to play them twice, man. Maybe three times this year. Like, I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, dude's going to beat at that offensive line. Dude was unblockable. He was getting by. And Chiefs have good pieces there on that offensive line. They'd chip him. They'd put two people on him, and he would still hit the quarterback. A couple of them were late. I'm actually kind of surprised they let him get away with that.
There was one Patty was pissed about there towards the end. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was wrapping him up, but the ball was clearly gone, and then he, like, an extra effort to take him to the ground. It's like, okay, whatever.
He's got to be careful with those.
He does have to be careful. But, I mean, he was there, right there, in his face all night long, no matter where he lined up on the line of scrimmage. Dude's just going to be a beast at this level.
What were you guys saying, though, about the offensive tackle?
Yeah, so the tackle was getting beat so often, having such trouble that he was literally lining up off the ball like a yard, 2 yards. Like, he was off the ball like, what did you say? He could be a slot receiver. That's how far off he was lining up. Yeah. And false started, almost blatant false starting every play, which they finally started calling, you know, late in the game. But
he was like, jumpy, man. Shit. He was trying to get ready because he was could not do shit. Yeah. So he's getting ready to back up. He's moving. We're like, there's nothing. No ball there. Like,
we need to calm down a little bit. You need to calm down over there. So you've been trying to get me hyped for the Vikings in general, and I actually listened to this Packers fan that – he's pretty.
That's your first problem.
No, he was saying the other way. He's like, I don't know why there's so much. He's like, I'm a Packer fan. He's like, I don't know why there's so much hate for the Vikings. He's like, this is going to be stupid. But I'm not going to go into that take. What I'm going to get into is that Aiden Hutchinson is going to have to go against Christian Darrisaw, who's a man-child in himself. They don't have a Christian Darrisaw on that line. They have a respectable line.
He moves wherever.
They better because if they go against Christian, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, he lined up. He lined up in the middle. He was outside. Okay. He was left, right.
They moved him a lot.
Yeah, they moved him a lot.
Yeah, okay. All right, they're going to need it. That's what I'm telling you. If they enable to get pressure like what you guys are talking about, it's not going to be against Christian Darrisaw. Yeah. That is like the new version of Trent Williams. Like, freak athlete. Stop. No, he is. Literally, look at it. He is.
Yeah.
And he's only in his, what, second year? Yeah. No, he's going to have to go to the other side. He's going to have to play defensive tackle.
Yeah, regardless, man. The dude is on a different level right now. He leveled up from last year, and he's got that, like, Jared Allen motor, too. He doesn't stop. So there are a lot of plays. He's running across the field. That's fucking great. He's going to be something this year.
Yeah, Joe. False starts. I kind of touched on it a little bit already, but you guys did see that our guy, Mr. Joe Burr, got himself a payday, right?
Yes.
And that was in the form of
$5 bills.
Hopefully
no Bitcoin.
No, hopefully not.
$275 million extension in 5 years.
Can you get $7 million of this in nickels, please?
Please.
Just a little over $219 million guaranteed. His annual average salary is where the record is being held right now by him, and that is $55 million per year. Now, Zach Taylor did say that he is that Burrow is ready to start week one.
Yep.
So get that up off the table. They'll be just fine in that aspect. But T. Higgins looks like nowhere near close in a contract. And reports are saying that he's not in the future plan, so no franchise tag will be on the table either.
Yep.
Thoughts?
They best put him on the trade block right now.
Yeah, after you can't say that and then be like, all right, let's play. Like, right. Oh, okay.
You know, his attitude is going to be a little ruined, you know, because that's where he was drafted and he brought up, made a name for himself, obviously.
He's a damn good receiver.
He's going to get a decent contract coming out. So yeah, at that point, I think you try to get something for him because he's going to be sought after. Obviously, it's just a money thing. They're not going to have enough money to pay him. Plus, they just paid, as you said, Joe Burr. Plus, they're paying the offensive line.
Yeah.
Now they saw what happened when they didn't, and old boy was running for his life back there. So they're shelling money out to the offensive line. Just not enough money for him.
Going to have to pay. It's either going to pay him or Jamar Chase.
Jamar
right?
Chase is coming up here soon. So you know you're shelling out money down the line. It's just kind of a business deal thing. So, well, yeah, you've got to at this point be like, okay, he's worth something that we can get something back from besides a compensatory pick, you know. So put him on the trade block and see what you can get.
But here's the problem with that, though. Like, you just gave up, just like the Cowboys did, right? There's your leverage. Like, yeah. Teams can just be like, well, we'll wait because you're not going to extend him. You're not going to try to do anything. You know sure. what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so the fact that they even said that surprised me. You're right yeah. about everything you just said, right? But, like, why even say it? Like, yeah. just, you know, keep that close to the chest? It's weird.
Yeah, I just – they'll get something for him. And I don't know what the going rate because it seems like everybody has went for cheap. No matter who they were, yeah. right? We were all making fun of the Cowboys, but then it was somebody else that went pretty cheap. A couple other pieces, I think, and it was – I don't know. For whatever reason, the trading pieces, they're going low. But, I mean, same time, do you want to keep a guy in like that or not? Or maybe you can get a player. Who knows? Yeah, interesting to see what they do.
The Cowboys are a perfect example of what my belief is, and this is throughout the NFL, right? Many teams have shown this. The Vikings have shown this. But more recently was yours. You don't pay two top-end receivers. You just don't do it. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't do it unless you have a quarterback taking an extremely team-friendly deal. Like, it's got to be almost like part of his, like, his salary literally is going to that other receiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it can't go like that. Many examples of it were Amari Cooper. Now, they fucked up and they got dick for him. They could have gotten way more for Amari Cooper. But they went with CeeDee, right? They saw the future. They know they're going to have to pay this man. And they see that they believe he's more special than what Amari is. Even though Amari in his own right is a damn legit number one receiver, right? Yeah. At least I believe so. But you can't. You know that you got to pay the quarterback if you have a decent one. You got to pay the offensive line to protect them. You're going to pay a defensive piece or two or three somewhere in the ballpark, you know, something like that. So you have to. You can't afford to do two. So everyone's trick or mantra on this is to get what you can or whatever, play with them. If you end up winning with them, great, like as in Super Bowls or anything like that. But even if it doesn't happen, is move on from them. Try to get some version of assets and then start bringing in rookies. High-end rookies, rookie wide receivers, or back-end veteran wide receivers that were maybe even a star at one point but are taking one hell of a discount, right? It happened – when I said it happened with Minnesota, it happened with Thielen and Diggs. Now, Diggs has his own little drama. He probably would have been the one that would have been kept instead of Thielen, but you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But then he kind of pushed his own out. But you don't pay two wide receivers. It just doesn't happen. But if you guys remember, Joe Burrow said quite a while back that he wants to keep the whole house, that he wasn't going to take a stupid amount of money. He's not worried about the money aspect. He would take a discount basically to make sure that he gets to keep his cats. Mm-hmm. That tells me, and I think they know they have their quarterback, they love their quarterback, that tells me that they told him the plan. They actually had to sit down and been like, hey, we want to pay you. We want to take care of business. We don't see the fit in the plans with T. You're going to want to keep Jamar for you. We'll do whatever we got to do there. And we'll get Tyler Boyd on a discounted version. You'll still have that slot. And then we'll draft and we'll see what we get, right?
Right.
So they had to, right? They had to have had the conversation with Joe Burrow, right? Like, you don't want to piss off the dude that said he wanted all of his pieces.
Right.
Especially a T. Higgins, who's a legit number one receiver in this league, if you're not playing alongside Jamar Chase. So whoever gets him, I do, like, they didn't need to say it, but I kind of disagree because someone can go grab him right now. A legit number one receiver if you're missing one. If you have quite a bit of the other pieces and you can get yourself a young, because this is only his fourth year. He was 21 when he came out, so I bet you he's around 25-year range. So you'll get yourself a one if you don't have one.
Yeah. Yeah, I could say, you know, and that's the thing. I could see, you know, a really good team.
Buffalo?
Yeah,
especially maybe. With Diggs not being happy. I'm not talking about a trade. I'm not talking about a trade where Diggs would go there. That is what I'm getting at. Right, but you figure out a way that you move on from Diggs, but you bring in Higgins.
Yeah, I don't know if that – Diggs didn't get enough targets with the fucking 200 targets he got last year. I don't know if he'd be happy with that. Because then some of those are going to be taken away, bro. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that would just help him – help their hand get pushed more. Oh, sorry, you know, we're trying to help you out, but if you don't want to be a part of it
– Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at, but
– Yeah. I don't know. He they had to have talked to him, especially since they made that public of what they're going to do. But also, like, if you're in that position, I struggle with, like – the quarterbacks take like getting heat because they don't take pay cuts or something. It's like, you got to take care of yourself, make your money while you can, man. I can never hate on that, you know?
Yeah. That being said, wide receiver news. Mike Evans is not going to get a contract extension with the Buccaneers. Hate it, love it, or blah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or make sense of it.
I think it kind of makes sense. I think the Buccaneers are kind of...
just in full rebuild?
Yes and no. Like, you need a young quarterback to come in. That's what you're searching for. So, pretty much, offensively, yeah, you're looking for probably young offensive pieces. It's going to be a few years before, you know, your defensive guy is still there, so you're hoping you can keep them around long enough for get a rookie in there, get some young playmakers in there enough to get them a year or two learning together, and then hopefully still have some of those defensive pieces to make another, you know, right the ship. But so yeah, I guess offensively, I think it's kind of just full rebuild. Probably gonna keep Chris Godwin for the quarterback you bring in, because he's getting up there in age. So yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I don't know how Godwin will do outside of Tom Brady though. I think he was kind of a perfect fit for what Brady wanted. So with that being your number one with the unsure quarterback situation, that's the thing. We don't really understand what they're doing there. Like the rebuild, full, what are we actually doing? Right. So I guess I get it, mostly because he's older and it's like we don't want to pay him for the risk. He's already injury prone, right? Yeah.
I think I'm along with you guys on that, but I think it actually benefits Mike. Like, dude, they're not competing right now. And they're not going to compete for the next few years. Like, you have too many gaps now. Your defense is still decent or whatever, good, and some of them are, you have plenty of young pieces on that defense. You have a decent offensive line, but your receivers are getting up there. You're still searching for a quarterback. Your offensive line, what I mean, you have some pieces. You're missing a couple big pieces, which actually hurt them last year. Like you said, the center's Jensen's career is in jeopardy, right?
Yeah. Go to Tennessee so your career can die.
Right. Oh, but not, what is it? Owns the record for 9 straight 1,000-yard seasons, especially to start a career. So either way, but I'd like to see him go somewhere else where he's still competing too. So I don't even know if he should be mad about that.
Oh, for sure. For him, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like for him, I'd be just like, hey, can we try to figure something out to where you get traded right now?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
not kill another
year. You've proven yourself enough, you know, you know. Pretty at least reliable. You can get on a contending team and, you know, take a pay cut. You made your money, you know, take a decent deal and chase a ring.
Yep.
You know,
don't go to the Lions just because I don't want to see that.
Please do not.
It's actually getting a little scary here. Other one, Cooper Kupp looks like he could be going to injured reserve. That's not confirmed. But McVay says they are highly open to it. Mm-hmm. It has been confirmed he was up in Minneapolis seeing specialists about his hamstrings, the continuous issue with it. So if you're up there seeing specialists about it, like, why does this keep happening? I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, like, use your sense.
Yeah, not a good thing. Rams, I think, are going to be bad this year.
Without Cooper, I think it really does. That is the offense, right?
Like, yeah, that, Matt Stafford, another year older. You know, he's looking at retirement.
They did nothing for that offensive line, right?
Right, nothing the offensive line. You haven't had the picks to rebuild. You know, you're bringing in late round players. If anything, undrafted free agents is just not a good. They sold it for a Super Bowl, right? So
right, be happy you got one, right?
Right, you got
I would
one.
Take it. Yeah.
Now you've got 5 years, you know, before you're pushing for anything.
Yeah, you'll be here after this year, because next year they'll be all these guys are gonna walk. They're done. Yeah. They're not gonna go through another one when there's no when no help is on the horizon. So I think they'll be gone, and then we're about to see like 0-17 ish Rams.
Right. What's up, Caleb Williams?
Yeah. No shit. What are the odds Aaron Donald gets traded then?
I would say he has a no trade clause, but that doesn't. I'm going to answer your question though. I'm going to say 50%.
Yeah, I'm starting to get more. Yeah.
I'm going
to
say 50%, especially if it doesn't start off where they're not even in the 500 club, right? The first few weeks. Five, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, somewhere in that ballpark. If they're not in the 500 club, like not even like a game out of 500, I could really see it picking up steam, and a team to watch out for would be the Steelers, in my opinion. You pair him up with TJ Watt, the steel curtain back in full force. You would have, he's from Pittsburgh, obviously played college football at Pittsburgh. Go there, and they know how to take care of their players. Mike Tomlin's highly respected, so I'm throwing that one out there right now. Look out for Steelers.
They're having that ring.
They're gonna try.
That's the one piece we don't have like a proven guy at. I think that if he did become available, I think Jerry Jones chases that because, you know, I mean, obviously we took a nose tackle one in the first round. You know, that's something that they don't do. Mm. So, they're definitely throwing. I mean. A lot of teams will throw their hat on,
and it'll be ultimately up to him anyway. Because with that no trade clause, it's going to be up to him.
Right.
Yep.
He's got a signed, sealed, delivered. But I am picking up more steam. I'm at like 50-50. Yeah. And if it gets shaky right out of the gate and they're not winning games, especially if they're not close in the games, you know, I could see that collecting more. And if it doesn't happen, he retires at the end of the year.
Oh, it's perfect. We'll just trade Dak straight up.
Straight up.
Kick Matthew Stafford out the door. And here's Dak, your franchise quarterback of the future. And Trey, we trust, baby.
And Trey, we trust. I like that he's jumping right behind Foley this.
Hey, do
this
it.
This thought process. Yeah. What else we got, my man?
Let's What are you guys thinking for the games on Sunday? Do you got any upsets in mind? Let's go over a couple upsets. I do have two in mind that I'm thinking.
Do you?
Sunday or Saturday?
Let's talk Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. NFL games.
Let's see what we got for spreads. That Cincinnati and Browns game. Only -2. That's intriguing. We have some division clashes like right out of the gate, my guy. Mm-hmm. Vegas must not be very sold on San Fran. They're only -2 at the Steelers. Either that or they're high on the Steelers.
Yeah, and San Fran, when they traveled to that far last year, like, where did they go? Atlanta, and they got their asses beat, right? The travel fucked with them a little bit, but the Steelers are going to be better. Like, the defense is solid again. Everybody's healthy.
Yep. I do. I have a couple. Yep. Unless you're just grazing over real quickly, like.
Yeah, I'll let you guys, you can look a little bit and figure out. I've got just one half, almost not an upset, and you actually just mentioned the game. I'm going to try to jump on this just in case they're going to live up to their potential, and that's the Browns beating the Bengals. The Bengals always start the season slow.
Okay.
And I don't know the last time the Bengals won in Cleveland. It's been a while. But if the Browns are going to live up to what everybody's saying, and if the towel master is back, I think they're going to pull this out, and they're going to end up beating the Bengals. That's only 2 points, right?
Yep.
So that's not a huge one. But the bigger one that I'm going to jump on is actually the Giants over the Cowboys. I think Dabble's got some things going for Danny Dimes, and they've got a lot more talent over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be an awesome game. I think it's going to be really fun to watch. I think the Giants are actually going to pull it out, though.
Yeah, we get to listen to Chris Collinsworth. That's great.
Well, here's a guy. The
I actually do believe that's going to be a good game. That's going to be truly competitive. It's probably going to be in the range of, you know, 17 to 24 points, like somewhere in that ballpark. But it's going to be really – I think it's going to be close. I like that pick. That isn't the one I was going to roll with. I'm going to go – this is just going to be a flat-out lock. This isn't an underdog. It ain't nothing. Philadelphia minus four against the Pats.
Yeah.
It isn't Patriots cold up there right now, number one. Number two, this isn't your grandpa's Patriots or even your dad's. This is the Eagles' time. If they can't dominate the Patriots right now, who don't have a real clear-cut number one receiver, I don't even know. Do they have a backup quarterback? They signed somebody. Who did they sign? They signed.
They just brought him back. I mean,
No. They put them on the practice squad. They did some weird shit. Oh. Those cats, they put on the practice squad. They had Mac Jones as the only quarterback. They just picked up Matt Corral. That's what it is. They picked up Matt Corral, and I think he just made it as the backup in 7 days.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
The Patriots defense is stingy, obviously, and they're pretty good at planning. It's really hard to plan against a team with so many fucking weapons. So Eagles by a mile. Double digits.
Okay, yeah.
I want to say at least bare minimum, like 25-14, some shit like that.
I like that pick now, especially because it looks like Ramondre might not play. He's questionable now. He hasn't practiced all week. So I really, that's a good pick.
That was one I'd say, too.
Yeah, the other one was at the – oh. I'm going to call it right now. This is where I told you it's going to be a rocky road, right?
Here we go.
I might even become a, might be seeming a little bit like a fanboy, too. Gotcha. The Jets are going to beat the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Buffalo is -2.5. I believe in the hype. I'm watching the hype. I'm watching the video. I'm watching the Hard Knocks clips. They haven't had a on-the-field coach in a really long time. And what I mean by that is a quarterback, a person with a voice that you respect. And he calls out the bullshit. And they all respect it. I think they would – they're almost – he doesn't get as much camera time as like a Dan Campbell with his intensity. You said you'd jump through a fucking wall for Dan Campbell. Robert Saleh, watch some of those. This dude, I think they get up for it too. I mean, look what they did even last year when they were half-ass healthy and there was no Aaron Rodgers. They come away with this. That is my upset of the week.
It's going to say a lot if they can do that.
Yeah. You got any more?
No, I pretty much covered all the good ones.
Iowa State week.
Horns Bama week.
You guys win this, and if you don't, you're dog shit. Like, we're done talking about Texas the rest of the year. I mean that because I told you my
same for Iowa.
I'm talking about at Roll Tide, right? I'm just saying something doesn't feel right. This feels like too old school of an Alabama made up team now.
Yeah.
We're in a different era. That isn't going to work anymore.
Yeah, what's their identity on offense?
Right, and nobody knows. You didn't have a 200-yard rusher. It isn't like they dominated on the ground so badly that it was like a.
Right. We said the quarterback was the leading rusher on a game that you won handily.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
And it wasn't like he had like even a transcendent Lamar Jackson type of game either.
40 yards, I think, right?
Yeah. So I don't care how good their defense is. You're about to go against a powerhouse of an offense in the Longhorns.
The D-line, that's really good.
Yeah.
So,
and I think Texas actually. I don't even know what. Do you know what the spread is on that?
Bama by what's this? 7.
Shut up.
Yeah, I thought it was Bama by 7.
Another upset of the week. Grab the Longhorns if that's what it is. Stop right now. I thought it'd be like 1 or be even favored toward Texas.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is now, but I think when it opened right after Saturday, I think it was Bama by 7.
I'm gonna double check quick, but if that's what it is, no, that's Texas all day. They're definitely to cover for sure.
Oh yeah,
81% of analysts are even saying, "Shut up." What? I'm not seeing where the goddamn spread is. That usually at the bottom when you're on ESPN.
I know the app is just right on the deal.
Minus seven, Alabama.
Still seven.
Yep, over under 53.5. Well, if Alabama's identity, Danny, is defense, why in the fuck would that over under be 53.5?
Well, we're gonna put up 53 by ourselves, so.
Let's calm down a little bit. I don't think you're going to do quite that, but I'm still seeing like a 25 point to like your, I think your defense is actually going to do something that the Big 12 is not used to, and you're going to hold an SEC team to like 20 or less. So I just don't think the offense is there. I don't think definitely covering seven all goddamn day.
Yeah, I'm with you on the cover in seven. What's hilarious is you're telling him that Texas is dog shit if they don't beat a perennial powerhouse.
They were a perennial powerhouse.
There's nothing yet.
They're not starting the right quarterback.
Nothing yet. All right. I get you, man. You mentioned Dan Campbell. You know, we talk about Deion Sanders, guys you'd run through a wall for. You know another one? Another one I'd run through a wall for?
Who's that?
Fucking John Gannon, the Cardinals head coach. Did you guys hear that motivational speech?
Shut up.
Did you hear this?
No. What was that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucking couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich.
It was so good, dude. So he's in front of the group, and he's like, hey, how many of you drove here? Okay. All right. How many of you took the bus? Okay. Did you have that fire in your gut? Did you? If you didn't, you're going to need to find it.
Yeah. Stop.
I'm serious because we're here to win. Okay? It was so bad. It was so fucking bad.
See, here's what's happening. He's just a scapegoat. Then when they are like, hey, Lincoln Riley, bring your boy Caleb Williams after we draft him first. Ooh. Let's go, baby.
There you go. Like, that would make more sense. Like,
You need to look at this video. It's so bad.
Yeah, dude, when he interviewed for that job, especially if he's like, if they said, hey, give us your rah-rah speech, and they gave some shit, like, and he gave that, it'd be perfect if it's tied into what you're believing. Like, that's our guy right there.
I'm not.
He's gonna make
us
lose.
I'm here to score more points than the other team every week. Yeah.
We lost because we didn't put up more points than the other team.
That's the only reason we lost. Didn't score more than the other team. So.
Well, then he'd be correct and observant then, right?
Back to you.
God damn. Back to you, Bob. Bad. That was the tone and everything, dude. He's just like, do you have that fire in your gut? And they're just like, what the fuck?
I think, like,
yeah. Awful, man. But.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Go ahead.
I was just going to bring up the fact that Jimmer has a story.
I do. And that would be, I am changing pace for you.
Okay.
I'm giving you an even better one.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, we just had fantasy draft.
We did.
Right?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, we could do that. We'll save that one, though. Oh. We'll save that for the next one. This is actually something that was accused of on the side later. Oh. So, fantasy draft, Sunday. Now, a particular fella that is in our draft, his wife talks to another wife from our place of employment, right? And they're kind of chatting, like, and they're like, hey, is Joey going to the draft? Ashley's like, no, it's gonna be too hot. Now, she answered this question thinking that she didn't know exactly what she meant. She thought she meant like she's asking about a car show because they've been going to car shows recently. Mm. So like she was just a little confused, but she just thought that the young lady was asking about a car show, and that wasn't the case. Actually meant draft. She got upset afterwards. Like, it seems awfully suspicious that you're going to the draft. What do you mean? It's suspicious? Well, it's suspicious. Joey's not going. He's like, Joey doesn't even like sports.
Oh, my God.
He's like, that dude couldn't tell you a sport if his life depended on it. And she's like,
it's a ball.
I thought you guys all go. No, there's like 10 people. We're drafting for football, and right. Joey doesn't know what a football is. Right. But my point is just short, cute, to the point. Makes sense if you don't think about it. Like, awfully suspicious.
Awfully.
suspicious going to a draft. Nobody needs to tell her that it started turning a little swampy in there. There's a bunch of dudes fucking their nuts dripping. It was getting a little hot.
It was getting warm. It was
and warm. You didn't have a dog to clean it up for you this
time. Yeah, no, I was disappointed. That was the only reason why I came, actually. Literally last time.
What's up? Is that Pooch still around? Or
Yeah.
He gets to go. He goes inside more often.
Oh, okay.
What he ever used
but he
to.
Didn't appreciate it when the dog licked him in the face after licking my junk all day last time. God.
Is that cheese?
Is that French onion? What the hell?
Is that blue cheese? Oh, Jesus. But yeah, that's what I am, man. Makes sense if you don't think about it.
Definitely.
Don't be suspicious.
Sense.
Don't use fantasy draft as an excuse.
Hell no.
Don't do it.
I have to work late. That works, right?
Yeah, easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Don't just go with good old classics. Don't say you're going to a fantasy draft.
Right.
100%.
Goofy bastard.
All right, guys. That's about it. We're going to go ahead and start to wrap her up. So those of you beautiful people that found us on the interwebs, be sure to like, subscribe, share the whole nine yards. We really appreciate it. But speaking of that, where's the podcast available, Jimmer?
Anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
YouTube. Let's go. We'd love to tell a good story, even if it's cute like that, just a little one. But we'd love to tell interesting stories or hear your picks for the weekend when it comes to sports. But if you want to share that with us, go ahead and slide on in
to our DMs.
I was going to say it with you. Go ahead. You're good.
Nah, I don't want to say it no more. Oh, man. Slide on into our DMs. Get us that story. We can get it out to all the folks that want to hear it. You know, we do as well. We can omit names, anything like that, if need be. But we'll get it out to everyone else.
Absolutely. We love a good story. And Jimmer,
I was a little premature.
Yeah.
Not the only time
in your life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is 3 Geek Sports.
We out.